Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All across the NFL, and a note on our hockey team and basketball team. Let's start in the NFL. The Vikings are one and done. They will be eliminated in LA next Monday. Not impressed with Sam Darnold. I think that's a big emotional football game they just lost, and now they're reeling.
I think it's a bit of an overreaction. I do believe that Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach. I think he'll have them ready to go. It's a tough trip to go out there and try and rebound after this game. And how about all of the looks that we saw from Justin Jefferson, from Sam Darnold, from that defense, from everybody about midway through the third quarter? In fact, Justin Jefferson looked very defeated with as many red zone trips as they had in the first half, before halftime even got there. But the look of defeat in the middle of the fourth quarter from every Vikings player, that's hard to overcome. I think they can, so I think it's a bit of an overreaction at this point.
I do too, because first off, the Rams don't really have a home field, so I think there will be a Viking contingent there. I think that O'Connell is a McVay protege. That means O'Connell's familiar with what McVay likes to do offensively. And while I would think the Rams and I would pick them to win straight up, at least right now, I think this thing's a toss-up. Too much respect still for what the Vikings have done. And just because the best team in the NFL beat them bad last night doesn't mean the Rams will do the same.
The biggest fraud in the NFL is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's amazing. I can't believe
I did that.
I forgot that's the last time you and I talked. You dropped the Mew. On the Christmas present,
I think we have to explain what the Mew is.
For people who weren't listening, John was so gracious and kind and got me a Christmas gift, and it was a stocking with a cat on it, and it said M-E-O-W. But the O had like
a cat face in it.
And my stupid brain read it as M-E-W. Live on the air, just total idiot.
Mew,
yes. And it was the Bronner's t-shirt.
Yeah. Anyway, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the biggest fraud in the NFL. They've lost four straight games, haven't scored more than 17 points. They are the biggest frauds. John, is that an overreaction? If not, who is? Who's a bigger fraud than them?
I think there are a bunch of frauds in the playoffs. The Vikings might be one of them.
Packers.
Packers. I think we're going to truly see when the Packers go to Philly what Jordan Love is. I mean, think about what we've been talking about, what the Lions have done in division, what the Vikings, even though they're playing a last place schedule, have done in division. How about Green Bay in division? 1-5?
Yikes.
Bears were 1-5. They split, and Packers lost both to the Vikings and both obviously to the Lions. I think the Packers are the biggest frauds.
Yeah, I think there's three candidates here, so there's no reaction. I think the Steelers, the Broncos, and the Packers all kind of belong together. You know, the Steelers beat the Broncos very early in the year. I think that was in Mile High, by the way. I would pick the Steelers probably to beat the Broncos at home, I guess. Listen, I'll admit I was wrong. I thought the Steelers were for real. I thought they had something going, and they've just kind of regressed back to, I think, what most people thought they were. I still like Mike Tomlin as a coach.
I think it's the regression isn't necessarily the Steelers. It's Russell Wilson.
Yeah. I'm willing to jump the gun. Michael Penix, add him to the list of rookie quarterbacks better than Caleb Williams. That list is three. Daniels, Nix, and Penix. Some of the throws he's made have been super impressive.
They have been. I'm not... Okay, it's a small, small sample size. And he was given the benefit of sitting, learning, watching versus Caleb Williams being thrown into the fire with a staff that was not prepared to operate with the offensive weapons that they had. I mean, they did it to Justin Fields. They've started out doing it to Caleb Williams. I think it's a bit of an overreaction just because it's a rookie season. Caleb Williams had it stacked against him. I think he's still going to be good. I'm not ready to say that Bo Nix. I'm ready to say, and I said it before, I think Daniels is the best of the bunch. I thought he should have been the number one overall pick, but he's gone out and proven it, and I'm glad he's with my guys.
Yeah, overreaction too soon. I don't know if there's just enough tape yet on Penix that for defense is the plan for him. However, you're dead on with his accuracy. I would project that this would potentially happen, but I just think I haven't seen enough of him yet. I think Nix, so we put it in the Thursday touchdown a few weeks ago, I think Nix and Daniels are going to have better careers than Caleb Williams.
Tyreek Hill, his time as a star is officially over. Three 100-yard games all season, the first of his career under 1,000 yards since 2019 when he missed some time. John, he's just not that player, and if you listen to him, he's out.
Yeah, he's out, and I think those comments, he still is fast. He's still a good receiver, but you want a guy on your team, like we heard from Terrion Arnold, that felt like I was letting my team down because he got hurt. That this is the first time he hasn't been in the playoffs. As soon as he's not in the playoffs, I'm out. I'm going to explore because I need to feed my family. That's what he said. I need to do what's
You're
best for my
paid.
Family. Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, he is looking like a front runner here big time with those comments. Maybe he walks it back. Maybe it was a little raw emotion yesterday. If he walks it back, I think I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But look, when he doesn't have a great option in the receiving game, which I thought Waddle took a step back this year, and there were injuries, and there was a lot going on in Miami, but when they had Kelce previously, the other thing right now, too, is the NFL is just taking away the deep plays. That's what most teams are doing right now. We've seen his best days, but I still think he's going to show us a little something.
Calling my shot now. Titans have the first pick. Cam Ward will be the number one pick.
Oh, it's way too early to be talking about who the first overall pick is. I think there's some good options. I think Shadur will be in that. I think Travis Hunter will be in that discussion. We've seen so many guys, whether it's Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, like all of a sudden jettison up to the number one overall pick. Here's the beautiful thing about where we are with the Lions. We haven't talked about mock drafts at all. The only thing we've talked about is, are they picking 31 or 32?
Right. And I mean, usually something we do on this show also is talk about the Lions' opponents next year. We haven't mentioned them yet, although they are out. John, who would be the Mayfield guy that would jettison up? Who's that guy sitting out there maybe in this draft right now? Because I think this is an overreaction for now. I love that you're calling your shot because you get to say, you know, you get that receipt. But I just think it's a little premature. I mean, the Titans right now, I think there's questions about the coach and the GM down there, a complete and total blow up. So way too soon. But, John, who would be the guy that would
jump? That's a tough question. I'm not sure. I haven't done the deep dive. I obviously cover college football, but
scouting's different, though.
I'm not even sure. I think when you're looking at that individual, you've got to look at other positions other than the quarterback position. And I don't know where the Titans are going to go. Is there somebody there that still believes in Will Levis?
Oh, gosh, I would hope not.
I would hope not, but is it a coaching issue? Is it a play-calling issue versus a player issue?
Right, and how about this? It's just so soon to do this. That what about a Shadur and Deion package to Tennessee? You want to talk about altering and changing your franchise and getting an identity? Wow.
Well, yeah, you'd have an identity. I'm not sure it'd be a winning identity.
Well, at least, but I'm telling you what right now. I've been on this a few times this year. That franchise is a joke right now.
Are they just simply trying to sell tickets? If that's the case, I could see, I certainly could see Deion and Shadur. I mean,
you had the coach they just fired after last year. They went against Mike Vrabel, and they're getting what they deserve. And he's going to get hired in New England, and New England fired Mayo after 1 year because he's such a good coaching candidate.
Unless he goes to the Jets.
Nah.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Firing Derek Lalonde saved the Red Wings season, and the playoffs are on the table. They've won four straight. There's offense. There's puck possession. They're out shooting the other team. There's a real buzz, and it's more than a coaching bump.
I'm not going to say it saved their season because the players are still, you know, who they are. They're certainly, I mean, what did he say? I mean, I think Lalonde, even before he left, said, or Yzerman was it that said, hey, we're a three game win streak away from being back in the hunt. They're only three back of that last wild card spot. At this point, there's still so much of the season. I'm not sure it saved their season, but I, you know what? No, I think it did.
Does saving mean make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Man, listen, bastard on this one, seriously.
Winning in Winnipeg is a statement win.
Yes, no.
No question.
That opened my eyes because I thought they were getting a coaching bump. But, I mean, to hold the Jets to just two goals means a defensive effort was in place that hasn't been there all year. Not an overreaction. Your Wings are coming back. You're going to love going to these games. Heck. I don't think there is not a Wings game the day of the NFC Championship. So you won't be there.
Oh, jeez.
Last one. Cade Cunningham is an all-star, and the Pistons will be in the play-in. If you didn't watch on Saturday night, that's all right, but he went toe-to-toe with Ant Edwards, and Cade had a 40-point game with nine assists, minimal turnovers, and they beat them handily on a back-to-back. Things are happening with this basketball team. I think five of the last six are wins. They are 8-3 in the last 30 days.
Losing Jaden Ivey is going to hurt down the stretch. But I do think Cade Cunningham is an all-star. I do think he is a guy that is showing that he can carry this team at moments. And, I mean, he did go head-to-head with the Ant-Man. Ant-Man outscored him, but Cade got the last laugh because they won.
He's an all-star. The only thing that would trump that, or he wouldn't make it at this point, is if he got hurt very soon. That might be kind of like the Lions lost some Pro Bowlers.
Track record. He's been hurt.
And that's why I'm going to say for now overreaction, because the only thing with Cade is he's got to stay healthy. Can he endure this? And will this team, if he stays healthy, they will be in the play-in round.
And those are your weekend overreact gems. 97.1.